LaGrange and Pickett County boys gear up for a tough District 7 Single A. The York Institute Dragonettes are excited for another run to the Glass House. Our Upper Cumberland basketball previews continue.
Joined now by head coach Jermaine McElvain of the Clark Grange boys basketball program right here on the High School Playbook. Coach, a couple of wins last season in your first season with the Buffaloes. Just take me through, what did you learn in your first season as head coach in Clark Grange?
You can never, prepare and, basically have a vision, for what you want for your boys, short-term, long-term, honestly. We worked on a lot of short-term stuff, honestly, a lot of long-term stuff that, we can talk about here in a little while. But just like I said, just putting the boys where they need to be, it was my first year last year, so I was trying to kind of get to know them pretty quick, their weaknesses, their strengths, and really just put them, in a good situation to just learn their game of basketball.
Do you feel like heading in here into year number two that you've kind of set the foundation for what you would like to build and you've built those relationships with the guys on the team?
Oh, yes, sir, definitely. I'm glad you literally just hit the nail right on the top. That was kind of our theme for last year, to set the foundation, to set a good solid foundation that we can build on, these next few years. And starting off this year, that's exactly what we've done.
Coach, what excites you the most about this year's team?
The thing about this year's team, we're young and we're kind of a mixture of young and old, freshmen, sophomores, mixed in with juniors and seniors. So, we've had some freshman guys come in and play some pretty big roles for us. As long as those returning players from last year, like I said, they understand the system. They understand, what I look for, and they've definitely helped the freshmen, kind of adjust to the game of high school. And just like I said, just continuing to just learn and grow as a team.
Coach, take me through, break it down for me, the makeup of the team this year. You mentioned some of the returners that you guys have and, of course, played in that really competitive 7 single-A last season. Who are going to be some of those key contributors, and then who are going to be some of the newer guys?
Guys from last year, we have two returning starters, senior Case Cordell, junior Christopher Beatty. We have another junior, Lane Bird, who started off starting, then he comes off the bench now, which, those roles could change for him. Now we have three freshmen, Brian Swallows, Jack Cordell, and point guard Collier Bush. And along with Logan Pinnell, he's a sophomore. He just got done playing football, so he's going to slowly but surely get in the swing of things. But those are some of our main guys that are, going to give us some huge minutes, whether they're starting or not starting, to help us continue to go in the direction that we want to go.
Coach, I want to go back to, I know we had talked about kind of setting the foundation in year number one, moving on into year number two and trying to take those next steps. So what are some of those next steps you're trying to instill this season as the season progresses?
Really just continue to gel together as a team, do the small things. Honestly, we try not to, kind of think too big. We think big, but not too big, realistic goals. Short-term goals, long-term goals, just small things as far as boxing out, not turning the ball over, shot selection, what do we want our percentage to be per game for different, stats that actually make up the big picture. But some of our goals this year, we want to finish, high in the district once district play comes around. Then, of course, we like to take a run, later in the postseason as well into the region tournament. So those are some of the goals we've, set for ourselves. And like I said, just continue to put one foot in front of the other and kind of not really get ahead of ourselves, but understand that we are on a path for good and great things to happen.
Talking with head coach Jermaine McElvain of the Clark Grange boys basketball program right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, you mentioned that district play. Of course, a really good district, the Pickett County Bobcats, Clay County Bulldogs, you guys in Clark Grange, Red Boiling Springs as well. And I know Pickett County a little bit different this year. Clay County still playing football, so they don't even have the basketball
right.
guys back yet. But how nice was it to kind of get the experience last year, kind of get to know those head coaches? Of course, some really good head coaches on the boys' side as well. And going into year two, now you kind of have that experience under your belt.
Yes, sir. Like you said, definitely the most competitive single A basketball district, definitely in Tennessee. So definitely glad to be a part of that. And like I said, we're just trying to make our footprint, make our blueprint, let our name and our voice, be known. But like I said, going to go against some of those guys who, have coached in this district a while, I'm kind of the new guy as far as district play goes. because some of those guys have been around for years and years. But, you know, I stay open as a coach, you know, to just learn, you know, different things from different coaches, different strategies. Of course, you know, you have to focus in on key players. But just being in a competitive district that we are, you know, it keeps me on top of, you know, my aspects that I have to set for myself as far as goals and aspirations in order to keep my guys going in the direction that we want to go.
Coach, a few weeks into the season already, what have you seen from your team that you like, and what are a few areas that you would like to improve as this season goes on?
Some things we need to work on. We're undersized at times. So, you know, just doing the small things as far as boxing out and really, really rebounding hard. We kind of struggled, you know, the first couple of games, Hall of Fame games, and scoring the basketball. But we've kind of turned that situation into actually scoring the basketball these last couple of games. And we can move the ball. You know, everybody on the floor, they can handle the ball. They can shoot the ball. We have a lot of versatility in basically all of our players that hit the floor. They can post up. They can play the guard spot. I mean, we have about three or four players that can play the point guard spot. So, I mean, that just opens us up, honestly. And the more versatile we are, you know, we're able to trust each other and, like I said, learn each other as well. Even though we may have players playing multiple positions, we still know each other's weaknesses and strengths. And we're just going to continue to, like I say, push each other and just becoming better teammates as well.
Said Coach Jermaine McElvain with the Clark Range Boys basketball program right here on the High School Playbook. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Look forward to talking to you throughout the year.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
The White County Warriorettes are off to a good start to the 2022-23 season. Coach Michael Dodgett of the Warriorettes joining us in the High School Playbook. Coach, good start to your basketball team. What do you like from what you've seen thus far from your team?
Well, I think we've executed some stuff pretty well. We've started off with some pretty good challenges that forced us to, I guess, kind of be ahead of the game a little bit execution-wise. And I feel like we've executed on the offensive end really well. You know, our defense has not been as good as I want it to be in times. But offensively, I feel like we've accomplished a lot and done a lot of good things early on.
Coach, a lot of times the defense will come around before the offense. Do you feel like it's easier to kind of get your defense back in order than it might be your offense if it were struggling?
Yes and no, because I think a lot of times defensively it's your questioning your effort and your focus a little bit on defense. And, you know, I think we've gotten stops when we've needed to, but it's just not being consecutive and consistent. And that's been the hardest thing there. You know, offensively, I feel like we've executed and done some good things and got the basketball where it needs to go for us, which is obviously inside with Nia and Celeste and start there. And you know, those are things that we've done really, really well. But we've got to keep going and doing the things that we're doing there. And then it's just got to pick up on the defensive side of the ball.
Before we deep dive into your roster for this year, let's talk about a couple of players that you lost from a year ago to graduation, Elena Stiles and Andy Haston. I know big contributors for your basketball team. What do you miss about those two young ladies?
Well, first and foremost, you miss their leadership. Both of them were great leaders. Both of them were, you know, good locker room people. They were kids that took care of our locker room and took care of those situations. And, you know, that's a lot of times that's the hardest thing to replace when you lose the seniors, and that take care of the locker room situations for you. And those young ladies did that for us every day, not just during the season, but every day.
You got a solid roster coming back, a good senior class, and a lot of talent up and down this roster. What do you like most about the seniors on this basketball team? It seems they've played a lot of quality minutes already in their careers.
They have, and it's the consistency that we're getting out of them. You know, we've got to be better shooters, and that's one thing that we've got to be better at. You know, but I like the fact that they're balled in. We've got five seniors this year. All five of them started playing with us as freshmen, and all of them have stuck it out and went through it. And that's a testament to them, and that's a testament to their families of being consistent and being loyal to your program. And honestly, Tom, in this day and age, with all the transfers and people moving and coming and going different places, loyalty to your program is the biggest thing that you can get.
Coach, what are the leadership qualities? What are those qualities that your seniors in particular exemplify to this basketball team?
Well, it's handling things inside and outside the locker room, everybody being on the same page, everybody doing the things that they need to do, bought into your program, bought into your kids. And those are, that's everything that, that our kids do. They represent our school in a top-notch fashion. They're first-class kids. They're involved in everything that we do. And it's just a positive that you want for your program and people outside your program seeing those kids committed to your program.
We're speaking with Wye County Warriorettes head basketball coach Michael Dodgen on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, last year didn't end like you or your team wanted to, for sure. Have the players coming back this year kind of maybe carried a bit of a chip on their shoulder, used that for a little added motivation for this season?
Well, I hope so, because, you know, we had a good year last year for the most part, and then, you know, we kind of upheld our end of the bargain by hosting a first-round reaching game. And, you know, arguably one of the top teams in the state, and Page gets upset in their district tournament, and we had to host them in the first round. And it was, I'm not going to say bad matchup for us, but it was just a situation where it wasn't great personnel matchups. And, you know, we weren't able to beat Page, and obviously they went on to get to the state tournament. And we kind of talked to our kids before that, that we knew that whoever got to our region finals had a shot to get to the state tournament just because of who our sub-state draw is in our area now. And honestly, I'll just be honest with you, it's the same way this year. Whoever gets to the finals of the region in our region tournament is going to the state tournament.
Well, Coach, I know you know very well it's hard to just get out of the district as powerful as it is. Upperman, the defending state champion. Cumberland County's looking good already. Your team is going to be right in the mix. Livingston Academy is always tough. Top to bottom, Coach, do you see this district having dropped off any at all from last year, or is it maybe even stronger?
No, it's gotten better. Excuse me. Our district's better. We've got great coaches. You can't go anywhere in the state, and I've said this multiple times, you can't go anywhere in the state where every coach in the state or every coach in our district has either played, won a state title, or coached in the state tournament or in some form or fashion. And that's all seven coaches in our district. There's no other district in the state, I promise you, that has that right there. So not only do we have good players in our district, we've got great coaches in our district. And if you're not prepared, if your team's not prepared on a Tuesday and Friday night to go play basketball, you're in for a rude awakening when you compete in our district.
Absolutely. I don't think any district in this state, and I'm not biased, I say this having watched a lot of basketball over the years, I don't see any district in girls basketball that compares to this one whatsoever. That said, Coach, you're always playing a strong outside-the-district schedule as well. How much does that really benefit your team, especially as you get later in the season in some crunch district games and tour tournament time?
Well, hopefully it benefits you in the ways that you need it done. What it does do is it causes you every night is a good game for you. And then we started that this year with, you know, we played Meigs County early. They're a predominantly good basketball team. And then we roll in on a Saturday and play Tullahoma and Sevier County. Sevier County is one of the top programs in East Tennessee in 4A. And then we roll back in this next coming week, and we've got Warren County and Cookeville. And, I mean, you can't get any better than that. Those are two teams that a lot of people are talking about and a lot of people think are going to go a long way. So, you know, outside of our league, we're just trying to prepare our kids the best that we can. They got to learn to compete every night. They got to learn to do the right things. And, you know, we're hoping that we can do that. First and foremost, I think every coach is going to say this, you got to stay healthy. And your kids have to do everything they can to keep themselves healthy. And, you know, that's the biggest thing as a coach is you just try to keep your kids from getting injured or something happening like that.
Going to be another exciting season in Sparta. Coach Michael Dodgen joining us on the High School Playbook. Coach, best of luck to you and the team throughout the season.
All right, we appreciate it, and thanks for having us on.
Joined now by head coach Joseph Amonette of the Pickett County Boys Basketball Program right here on the High School Playbook. Coach, a good start to the young season with a really young team. And I just want to ask about kind of the transition from last year to this year. Of course, you lose four seniors to graduation. You have another player that transfers out of the program. What was it like getting ready for this season with essentially a brand new team?
You know, it was essentially starting from scratch, all but as far as Jacob and Eli. No one else had really played any. So, you know, kind of had to reevaluate the strengths and weaknesses, the team that you're getting. Had two seniors decide to come back out and play their senior year, and Dylan Anderson and Payne Burton that are helping us. And just kind of had to try to evaluate what we had, what our strengths were and tried to build a philosophy around that.
For you as a coach, I know in our conversations in the previous weeks, you've talked about how you kind of had to change things stylistically. For you, what have you kind of had to do throughout the offseason to essentially formulate a program that will fit these players that you have?
You know, I've watched a lot of film, college film, as far as to watch how different teams play different styles of play. We've got a team that everyone's similar in size and can really shoot it. So I have I paid a lot of attention to some colleges, especially at the Division II level, that shoot a lot of threes and that run some fast break offense, and just tried to try to prepare, and when practice was allowed to get started, try to implement some of those changes to our program.
Coach, take me through the team a little bit. Of course, I've gotten a chance to see him a couple times now, but for the people who haven't been able to see them, of course, Jacob Aminet comes back, Eli Reagan back. But outside of that, you got a lot of new guys. Who are the big contributors this year for your squad?
You know, we've got Gage Harris is starting at our off guard, and he's a kid that, you know, he's grown about 5 inches since last year. And he's shooting the ball really, really well. And it's playing well for us. And we've got Caden Thomas playing at our three position. And he's one of the fastest kids I've ever coached, just a tenacious defender. And then I've got Caden Miller that is playing our five. And Caden is a rebounding machine. You know, he doesn't look like it, but he's a great kid to coach. He's got a knack for getting rebounds despite his lack of size, and he really knows how to play. And then I've got three kids I'm playing a lot coming off the bench, and they are Dylan Anderson and Payne Burton, two kids that have been in the program previously that have come back, and they have, you know, they're giving us some senior leadership and playing really, really, really well for us, give us some physicality. And then I've got Lyric Paris that's coming in that's never really got a chance to play before, that's a sophomore, that's a real athletic kid that is that stepped up for us in a big way. And then I've actually got a freshman in Will Spears, a 6'4 freshman that is it's made great strides in the last 2 weeks. It's going to help us as well. So, you know, I'm getting in a position that we can play nine people, and the way we're playing right now, we're going to need to play nine people.
Talking with head coach Joseph Aminet of the Pickett County Bobcats right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, you mentioned playing those nine people. You needed more than that last night, taking on the Livingston Academy Wildcats. Had seven guys foul out in that ballgame. I'll first start it off. Have you ever been a part of a game where seven guys from one team have fouled out?
I've not. You know, they called the other team shot 54 free throws. Livingston Academy did. I've never, you know, I've never been part of anything quite like it. You know, it was we've not, you know, that was our sixth game of the year, and we played the exact same way six times, and I've only had one person disqualified before last night, and last night I had seven. So you know, it was an overtime game, so it was a little longer, but you know, last night that was just what they determined to be, and you know, it wasn't our advantage, and it was a challenge, but I was proud of the way our kids stepped up. You know, with we're down 3 points with 2 minutes to go. I've got three freshmen and a sophomore in the game that have never played, ever played. And then I've got two starters that have not fouled out. And then I've got five kids that are already fouled out over there on the bench with 2.5 minutes to go. And then with 2 minutes to go, I have to lose another starter. So, you know, we're out there playing. I was proud of our kids, and we're able to tie it up and send it into overtime, come back from being 13 points down. So I just think it just shows the resiliency of the team. They're a team that really likes each other. They communicate really well, and I thought those kids that hadn't gotten an opportunity before came in last night and played well for us.
Coach, going off of that, how much confidence does that give you if you get into a situation like that and seeing on down the road that you can go that deep into your bench, because they were still able to run the offense, play some pretty good defense, and they kept you guys in the ball game and got it to that overtime period?
Oh, it's great confidence. I was happy for the kids. You know, they worked hard. It was a great environment. You know, it was a packed house last night with Livingston Academy, and they're a veteran team, get a lot of older players, and they're pretty physical. And you know, for those kids to come in and make plays, you know, Will Spears got a deflection that got us a steal that allowed us to tie the game. You know, it was fun to see those kids be able to step up and make plays and kind of grow as a player and to make our team better.
Coach, lastly, as this season progresses on, of course, a really young team. You do have the couple of seniors, didn't play last year, but they're back this year. Where would you like to see your team improve, maybe an area of their game?
You know, I think the thing with us is, you know, our pace of play is really fast. We're trying to play really, really fast. And, you know, defensively, we can play. We're creating some chaos. We just get a little sidetracked sometimes and lose focus. So, you know, I think the thing we have to do as a team is we have to grow and be to the point that while we're creating chaos, we still have a controlled philosophy of what we're trying to accomplish. Sometimes we get out of position and give up some layups like we did last night. And I think that's the thing. By the end of the year, if we can get that under control, I think we can be very good.
That's head coach Joseph Hammonette with the Pickett County Bobcats right here on the High School Playbook. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. Look forward to talking to you throughout the year.
Thank you.
Time to head up to Gainesboro to talk a little Jackson County Lady Blue Devil basketball. Head coach Jim Brown joining us via telephone here on the High School Playbook. Coach, it's good to have you, and basketball season is here already, and I know things have got to be underway in Gainesboro. How are things going here in the early parts of the season?
Well, I appreciate you having me on. We've started out 0-2, but we've had two really good opponents, Community and Westmoreland, and two really good games for us to get started out as far as learning about ourselves. And we're extremely young, but I'm just so proud of this group right now. I mean, we've played really hard and competed in both games, and I think this team is capable of just being one of those that continues to get better as the season moves on.
Coach, when you have a young basketball team, what's maybe the one element that takes the longest to kind of come around for, you know, a young team like you've got?
I think offensively, just learning, you know, how to make decisions, how to play with each other. Just getting that mix together. I think always early in the season, defenses are so much further ahead than offenses. So that's been our biggest obstacle here so far.
Is it just easier to pick up on things that you want to do defensively, that players can seem to get an understanding of that quicker than they do the offensive side?
Yeah, I think so. And then, you know, there's just that process of, hey, when the ball's in your hands and the, you know, the things you're deciding to do and the decisions you're making with the ball, just and you know, that's different for each player, you know, depending on their skill level. Whereas defensively, you know, most of those things are pretty much the same for everyone.
Let's take a look at your team this year, and with a young roster, who's some of the players that you do have back from last year, and some of the players to look out for this season?
We've got four starters back from last year. Three seniors. Jacqueline Agier Post was our leading scorer last year, and really our only true post player that we've got. Riley Thomas, guard, started the last 3 years for us, and Riley Anderson's the other senior who's kind of had an early season injury here and still not back full speed, but those are the three seniors. And then got one junior, Aaron Davidson, that started for us all of last year and is coming back.
Coach, with the senior group that you have, are they good leaders? Are they the kind of vocal leaders out on the court, or are they more of a leader by example?
They're more by example. They're not really outspoken kids, but they do have an example, and they know their job and they do it, and then they're helping these younger ones come along as well.
We're previewing the Jackson County Lady Blue Devil basketball season with head coach Jim Brown on the High School Playbook, presented by Mountain Barn Builders. What are some areas of this team that you've seen maybe the most growth in during the course of the off season and the early parts of this year?
We're shooting the ball much better. We spend a lot of time over the summer and breaking down their shot and working with them, and it's just been a, you know, every day out there a constant reminder as we're going through our shooting drills, and that's something we struggled with last year, being able to shoot the ball from the perimeter, and we're you know, other than Jacqueline Agee inside, we're all guards. So, you know, being able to shoot the ball kind of helps, you know, stretch the defenses out.
You mentioned Jacqueline, and I know last year, as you mentioned, she was quite the post presence for you. Talk about her game individually, Coach, and how she's grown and developed over her time there at Jackson County.
Well, I mean, she got thrown in at an early age, you know, playing quite a bit for us as a freshman and even started, you know, the majority of that year and on through. She's had a lot of injuries during the off season, but now she's just that senior that kind of knows her job, and she gets in the right spots, and she doesn't try to do things that she's not capable of doing. And, you know, she's, you know, right now shooting about 69% from the field on the season. And, you know, I don't think you can ask much more than that.
How important are these games early in the season before you get into, like, the meat of your district schedule to kind of get the things ironed out that you want to? You talk about offense and kind of want to get going more on that side of the ball. How important do you feel these games are early in the year?
Oh, I mean, they're extremely big, and you know, on the development of your team, and you know, it's just probably been, you know, maybe the last 4 or 5 years that everybody's kind of gone to this, you know, play all your district games, you know, toward the end of the season. You know, back in the day, a lot of times you were, you know, into a district game maybe about week two, and you know, a lot of times that puts you at a big disadvantage if you were playing somebody who returned all their kids. So I think it kind of evens the playing field and, you know, gets you on down the road where you're playing people and everybody's a little bit more seasoned.
Coach Brown, as you look at the district this year, a good York team coming back. Monterey looks improved. Bledsoe County, Sequatchie County, teams a little bit out of the area, but teams that you familiarized yourself with, obviously, last year. What do you see top to bottom out of this district?
Well, I mean, York's hands down the best team and, you know, one of the favorites to probably win the state tournament. You know, Monterey, you know, returns quite a few kids, and from looking at their scores, they're playing pretty well right now. And, kind of like you said, it's a Sequatchie and Bledsoe. I mean, they're inter-district, but, you know, we really don't know much about them until, you know, it kind of gets time to play them. So I really know little to nothing other than, you know, a few of the kids coming back. But, hands down, it's York and the rest of us.
I know with a young basketball team, you tend to get better as the season goes along. Do you feel that's going to be the case with your team this year?
I'll be very disappointed if that's not the case. I mean, you know, these younger ones, these freshmen have just got so much to learn, but they want to learn, they want to play. I mean, they're so attentive, and I mean, they just give you everything they got. So, you know, as a coach, it's so enjoyable, and I know that they're going to get more comfortable as the year goes on and figure out what their strengths are and play to those strengths.
Jackson County Lady Blue Devil Coach Jim Brown joining us on the High School Playbook. Coach, thank you for the time this morning, and good luck to your team throughout the season.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Appreciate all you guys do.
Welcome back on the High School Playbook. We're joined by the assistant coach, Blake Qualls, of the Livingston Academy Boys Basketball Program. And, Coach Qualls, appreciate you joining us here on the program. You guys already underway this season, about a week and a half in, a handful of games under your guys' belt, and not a loss yet for your guys, playing some pretty good basketball right now. Just take me through what's been working well here early on in the season for the Wildcats.
Yeah, we've got off to a good start, really. We like what we're doing defensively right now. Still a little bit sloppy on the offensive end, but you can expect that early November. We got some guys that are really liking to get up and down the floor, and we're getting some transition stuff going, which has helped us not have to settle so much in the half court.
Coach, I know I've gotten a chance to talk to a few players on the Wildcats then and in the school and getting ready for games, and they're kind of saying how there's really a difference from last year to this year in terms of the team chemistry. Well, what has kind of gone into that, and why do you think it is a little bit better this year?
You know, a lot of these kids have played together since they were really little, you know, in AAU ball and grade school ball, and they're all seem to be super close friends off the court. You know, anytime you see one, you see the rest of them. And so I think that just kind of flows over to the court, and they really like being out there with each other.
Coach, kind of middle of the pack in district last year, about a 500 record, turned it on pretty good as of late in the tournament. You guys made a pretty good run in the postseason as well. What are you and Coach Miller really excited about for this year's squad?
Well, like we talked about earlier, we're glad to have a lot of younger guys that are starting to step up and, you know, finally get their chance. They've worked hard in the gym and practiced the last couple of years, and they've all been basketball players since they were 5 and 6 years old. Now they're getting a chance to play at the high school level and make their hometown proud. And so we're just looking to compete. You know, every night it's going to be tough in this district. And, you know, we're just trying to go out and compete every night and try to steal a couple wins here and there.
I do want to ask about the young guys in a little bit, but before we get there, what are some things that you guys did in practice in the off season and in the preseason getting ready for this season that were maybe some points of emphasis that you guys really worked on?
We really worked on trying to hammer down some stuff in the half court because we know this team can run. We're not the biggest team ever, so we're going to have to find ways to score in the half court, and a lot of shooting. Our guys really love to get in the gym when we're not here and get up their own shots, and we can make some outside shots being the smaller team, then it's really going to open up some driving lanes.
That's kind of the message I've gotten from some of the players as well, is there's a lot of shooters and you guys like to run. Is that kind of the main styles? You guys are just going to try to keep the other team up-tempo and get a lot of shots up during the game?
It seems like, yeah, that's been our most effective way. I mean, obviously we're going to have to there'll be games where it'll be a slow type game. There's too many good coaches around here that'll make you play that way. But anytime we get a chance to get out and run, we like to do that.
Talking with the assistant coach for the Livingston Academy boys basketball program, Blake Qualls, right here on the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, I had a chance to talk to one of your seniors in Easton Goodpasture last week, and I know he is just coming back from an injury he suffered late last year. Once he's finally back up to speed, how big of a presence is he going to be, especially for you guys? You mentioned it, maybe a little bit undersized this season.
Yeah, Easton, he'll be super important. You know, we're glad to finally have him be able to get on the floor. Last couple of years, he's been in and out of the locker room and on the floor due to some injuries, and now that he's finally getting healthy, he gives us that inside presence, not only rebounding and stuff like that, but he gives you, you know, the threat to throw it down there on the block and catch and turn around and score, and that's something the team of shooters really loves to have.
I know your other senior in Isaac Story is poised to have a big season. He's going to be one of those big leaders on the squad this year. Outside of those two, who are some really big contributors, who have been big contributors early on this season, and you expect to do so throughout the season?
We got three juniors playing a lot of minutes for us, and Brody Coffey, Wyatt Hargis, and Daniel Bilbrey. They're all got a lot of floor time last year and kind of got thrown into the fire a little bit, and I think that's helped them this year. They feel a lot more comfortable. And then we have a sophomore in Tucker Miller who's shooting the ball well right now, and hopefully he can continue to do that. Smart player, really good passer. And then we have some other sophomores that we have a sophomore that's injured that's looking to get back here in a week or so, and Cole Harris, and then Tayshawn Hayes and Jake Hughes are the other two sophomores that may give us some minutes off the bench to do some dirty work here and there if we need it.
Are those all the young guys? I know it looked like Rocco Carwile got some good minutes this past weekend in that Clark Range Hall of Fame game day. Are some of those young guys going to be able to step up and have some good minutes this year?
Yeah, we're looking for Rocco Carwile to help us this year. He's a super talented kid, obviously a young kid, and so there's some things obviously he's got to learn, but he's picking up real fast, and hoping we can use him and his length and the way he can pass and score this year as much as possible.
Coach, as you guys have gotten ready for this season and you have come together kind of with the team, what are some goals that you guys have set for this year?
Like I said, we try to take it one game at a time. We know how this district is, and right now we're building towards the district season, trying to play good basketball now, but play our best basketball in February. I would say that's our main goal, is to compete every night in the district, and when we get to February, hopefully playing our best basketball.
Lastly, talking with assistant coach Qualls, I know no games as of yet for this Thanksgiving week, so the next one would be that Pickett County game and in Byrdstown. What are you guys working on in practice as you guys get ready for that non-district but a good fun rivalry game?
We're just trying to keep up the things we've kept up all fall, and, you know, just compete with each other. If we don't get a game, we don't get a game. We're going to continue to compete with each other and just get ready to go down and play a really good Pickett County team who's always good, well-coached, got a lot of good players.
Going to be a fun one with the Pickett County Bobcats. That's coming up next week. That's assistant coach Blake Qualls right here on the High School Playbook and the Livingston Academy boys basketball team getting ready for a fun season. Coach Qualls, we appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Our Upper Cumberland High School basketball preview series continues as we take a look at the Monterey Wildcats here on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders. Second-year Monterey boys head basketball coach Linus Martin joins the program today. Coach, good to have you with us today. And last year being your first year with the Wildcats, what were maybe some of the biggest adjustments and biggest changes that you saw from your team throughout the season?
Senior heavy team last year, trying to find an identity with roles on the team was pretty difficult at times with that many seniors and trying to find, you know, fit your up underclassmen in that role and understanding your role and trying to get the right lineup on the floor sometimes took a time throughout the season to a point to where we got to a lot of younger kids as time went. You know, when we were playing maybe one to two seniors and that we were counting on with a lot of younger kids. And I think it's maybe rolled into this year that has transpired that's helped us be better, understanding the system a little bit better, understanding me and what and the expectations of what's going on in the program and how hard you are expected to play as an individual and stuff. So it took a learning curve, you know, coming in. For them and me also to fit that role, and I feel like we're headed in the right direction this year.
Coach, what do you like from what you've seen from your team early on this season?
Well, they play hard. They get after it. The games that we've played extremely well and got us going has been coming from the defensive end, being athletic enough and anticipating, making plays, being playmakers. If we can completely get to the point where we share the ball completely to everybody and move the basketball, doesn't get stuck in a place or get still and we get caught watching too much at times. We got a couple kids that can make a lot of plays, and when those kids trust their teammates and can they score like they're capable of, I think that's when you get a dangerous combination, especially when those kids that you're able to trust, you kick it out to them and they can make some shots or some scores. I think that increases more trust and stuff. And, of course, when those shots go in, the defensive level increases along the way also. And that helps the ante a lot of times in games to get more effort out of your team and stuff. So it all kind of goes hand in hand with each other to get a better product out there.
We're speaking with Monterey boys and basketball coach Linus Martin on the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders, taking a look at the 22-23 version of the Wildcats. Coach, you don't have a lot of seniors on this team this year, but do you have good leaders from the senior group that you do have?
Yeah, we've got three seniors, two that are coming back from last year with that started for us, Byron Borjas, big kid, 6'3", 6'4". Good defensive player, good rebounder. Brandon Dillon's coming back, showed a lot more leadership ability. He's done a great job of scoring the ball, just getting him to play a certain way, you know, night in, night out, both hard on defense and offensive end, because he's got a lot of athletic and a lot of ton of ability in him. And then we had a kid come in from Jackson, Trey Monet, that's been a huge lift for us. He's a great teammate. Great leader, and he can score the ball. I mean, we'll turn him loose, and I want to thank him. Four games, he's had 30, 30, 27, and 10 has been his four. In the 10 game, the point in game he had 10, he had got big foul trouble. But we didn't score a lot that night either against Macon. It was like 47-28 was the final. So it was just one of those games. But he's put up a lot of big numbers every night. So we're getting, you know, high numbers around 20 and 20-something from Trey and Brandon every night. So if we get the contribution of a 7, 8, 9 from other kids and can defend and rebound and get some easy transition, that's what we're looking for more is just easy scores. I think that would make our that picks up our defense. That's when we start playing at a different level to me.
Coach Martin, you've mentioned defense several times along the way, and I know having watched your teams in years past, seems like a lot of what you do starts on the defensive end of the court. Is that the first thing that you'd like to come in and kind of get going and let the offense kind of build off that?
Yeah, it puts a lot of pressure on the other team to handle the ball, make good decisions. You know, if you can get some scores out of it, momentum from them real quick. Just hitting 2 foot shots is a lot easier than hitting 19-9 shots. Just picks up, gets everybody involved. A lot of tips, a lot of deflections, you know, get a lead early and just kind of keep going with it and stuff, and give us ability to play some other kids, trying to find some different combinations on the floor. I feel like we got a lot of depth. We got a lot of kids that deserve to play. I feel like we got a pretty talented team. Once everybody gets healthy and on the board, we've had a lot of sickness going on. So I feel like we're fixing maybe by this weekend, get everybody together. And I think if we can get that going in the right direction and figure out some combinations and stuff, how to play them the right way, I think we'll be going in the right direction.
How competitive do you see the district? You've got York, of course, who's got some players back. Jackson County's always tough. How do you see it top to bottom this year?
I would put York probably is going to be, with all the talent they've got returning, they're probably going to be everybody's pick to finish it. I like our chances. I think Jackson's extremely talented. Coach Thomas does a great job down there. Bledsoe's probably next in line, and then Squatchy probably right after that. I just, you know, I feel like with the kids that we have, that we'll have a chance to make a run, hopefully at the end of the year, playing their best basketball at that time of year. I feel like we got the size, we got the athleticism, we got the ability to shoot the basketball, the ability to defend and play hard. And at that point, you just need a little luck along the way.
Coach Linus Martin of the Monterey Wildcats has been our guest on the High School Playbook.
Right now by head coach Michael Green of the York Institute girls basketball program right here on the High School Playbook. Coach, obviously a really fun, successful year last year, 26-7, perfect in 5, 2A play, runner-up finish in Class 2A in that state championship game. How exciting was last year for you and the girls program?
It was very exciting. You know, we had met with a lot of adversity, you know, and I came back, and it was all just kind of surreal. And, you know, just the run that we went on, it was just an amazing experience, you know, getting to the Glass House, Murfreesboro, you know, playing down there. Just getting the one game was great, but being able to make it to the state championship, just a great experience for everybody. But, you know, we left a bad taste in our mouth not being able to get that gold ball, and, you know, That's left us a lot of motivation for this season.
Coach, I do want to touch on that in a little bit, but I do want to go back to how you missed a good chunk of kind of the middle of the season last year. But your assistant coach and Coach Johnson did a really nice job to keep the girls going, keep them motivated, and had them playing some pretty good basketball. How much of a help has he been, especially last year and just in your career coaching the girls team?
Oh, yeah. He kept everybody together. You know, he kept everything going. You know, he knows what we want and how we do things, and for him to keep it, you know, if he hadn't been here, well, we don't make it, you know, we don't make it as far as we did by any means. And just, it was just a wild, unheard of circumstances, and for him, you know, to carry the girls through and did well, you know, performed well, but just to keep everybody together, keep everybody positive. You know, I can't say enough about the job he done. He doesn't get enough credit for it. But, you know, without him, we don't get that silver ball.
Well, Coach, the attention turns towards this season. Of course, he turned a lot of good talent from last year's team as well. And you mentioned that bad taste that was kind of left in your mouth of getting to that championship game. And now you guys know, hey, you can get there. Take me through the team this year. What are those key contributors that you will have on the court and a plan to try to get back and get the gold ball this year?
Well, we've got our three seniors back, Ellie Lefeu, Debbie Beatty, and Emmy Crabtree. We expect a lot out of them, a lot of leadership from them. We've got Josie Linders, our only junior, and she's actually out right now. I think we'll get her back in about 3 weeks. Sophomore-wise, we have Annabeth Dunford and Emily Doss and Reese Beatty. Freshman-wise, we've got a pretty good freshman bunch came in, Rayleigh Werner, Emma Cooper, Emma Powell, Kelly Franklin, and Jacqueline Delk. Those freshmen, I expect a lot of things out of several of them. They're going to have to get some playing time, and have got playing time here early, you know, due to injury and just because they're talented. So, you know, we've got some new pieces. We're still trying to figure everything out. We got a little bit of the injury bug going on right now, but it's good experience for these freshmen coming in, and I think it'll benefit us in the long run.
Talking with head coach Michael Green of the York Institute girls basketball program right here on the high school playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. Coach, you mentioned kind of going on to start this season, of course, about 3 weeks into the season. Now you guys have played some really good competition already this season. What have you liked from your team and what have you not liked as much from your team so far?
Yeah, we've already played a brittle schedule. I've tried to schedule even harder this year than years past. And yeah, we had Coffee County this past weekend. It's a great, great team. Got two 6'3" posts. I feel like we should have won that game, but we just had a terrible second half. Shot the ball terribly bad. Sorry. I think if we shoot a little bit better that second half, we win that game, and then we turn around the next day and play McMinn Central, who had previously, I think a week before that, beat Alcoa by 20, and Alcoa was in the state tournament last year. And we're definitely playing some great competition. Friday night we've got Cumberland County, who's I look for them to do big things in 4A. Schedule wise, we don't have any cupcake games. We've got to show up every single game, or we'll get beat. But I've liked that we're getting our younger players some minutes in big time situations. It's only going to help them out in the future. We've got to get a little better offensively shooting the ball. Defense is on track. Got to improve on that as well. But I think right now offensively is what we've got to, and it's to be expected this early in the season. We'll get our offense figured out, and hopefully we'll look a little smoother in all four quarters.
Coach, I wanted to ask about the school in general. I mean, you guys had all kinds of success last year. Of course, the girls and boys basketball teams both make it to state. The boys baseball team almost makes it to state as well. And then you decide to just resurrect the volleyball program, and you guys get a sub-state appearance this past fall. What's it been like in Jamestown and just at York Institute in general, and just the buzz around the athletics programs? And I'd be remiss without mentioning the York football team as well. Of course, they just made it pretty deep in the playoffs themselves.
Yeah, the football team, I think is only the second time in school history they'd made it that far. Athletics are rolling here. Like you said, the volleyball team, that was just an amazing first season. I don't know that we'll be able to top that, but, baseball, I think, they were, one game away, I believe, from the state tournament. The boys basketball team last year made it to the state tournament. We've got a director of schools right now that, he's really big into sports, and it's good to have that, leadership that, really kind of puts an emphasis on sports. They support it. The school spirit's great. Our community support since I've been here has always been great. The only thing I wish we had some more home games this year. We're kind of limited on home games. I think we've only got 8. Hopefully, we only have 8 home games. Hopefully the whole town will show up for all 8 of them.
It should be a pretty fun year in Jamestown for the York Institute girls basketball program. That's head coach Michael Green right here on the high school playbook. Coach Green, we appreciate the time as always. Look forward to talking to you throughout the year.
Hey, thanks for having me.